And you need to respect that fact every second of every day. Now, out beyond that fence, every living thing that crawls, flies, squats in the mud wants to kill you and eat your eyes for jujubes. We have an indigenous population, humanoid here. They are called the Na'vi. They are fond of arrows dipped in a neurotoxin. It'll cause your heart to stop in 1 minute. We operate, we live at constant threat condition yellow. You understand? As head of security, it's my job to keep you alive. I will not succeed. Not with all of you. You want to survive? You need strong mental attitude. You need to follow the procedure. You need to stay in the lines. You need to watch where you walk. You need to keep your breathing apparatus on. You need not to be stupid. You understand? You get soft, Pandora will shit you out with zero warning. I pulled your records, Corporal. Not like here, though. You got some heart, son. Good boy. You know, I was first recon just a few years ahead of you. Well, maybe more than a few. 2 tours in Nigeria, not a scratch. Come here, this happens. I could get it fixed, but you know what? I kind of like it. Reminds me every day what's out there. Besides, I can't leave here. This is my war here. Avatar program's a bunch of shit. Just a bunch of science assholes. But we have a unique opportunity here, you and I. A recon marine in an Avatar body gave me the intel I need on the ground right in the hostiles camp. Son, I need you to learn about these savages. Can you do that for me? I need you to gain their trust. Then I can force their cooperation. Makes sense. Hey, Jake, maybe you can keep some of my boys from going home like you. Or getting bagged and tagged. Yeah, on paper. Oh, yeah. You walk like one of the science pukes and you quack like one. But you report to me. That work for you? Good. Listen to me, son. I take care of my own. You give me what I need. I'll make damn certain you get yourself some new legs when you rotate back. You can count on that. Your own legs.